present Robin Hood by John Grimm, starring Norman Wisdom and Moira Lister. Episode 3, Norman's Weekend.
Oh, Mrs. Matthews, what a place. I've never been inside a great big hotel like this before. Well, come to think of it, I've never been in any hotel before this.
Well, the Grand has a fine reputation, Norman. I spent many happy weeks on the coast there with my late husband. Now, I can only afford one weekend a year, I'm afraid.
Hey, do you know what? There's something missing.
What's missing?
Would you believe it? They forgot to put a bed in your room. I bet if you asked for one, they'd charge you extra.
Oh, don't be silly, Norman. The bedroom's through there. This is the sitting room. It's what you call a suite.
Oh, is it? And look, hey, cool. You can see the sea. See?
Yes, you can see the sea from all the rooms in the front of the hotel. Now, off you go, and thank you for driving me down here.
Yeah, I'll be back on Monday morning in the roller. To pick you up, of course.
Yeah, and please try and finish the wallpapering the dining room while I'm away.
Yeah, well, I should do that as well. Don't worry, Mrs. Matthews.
And this time, be sure to put the wallpaper on the right way up.
Well, I didn't know tulips grew like that, did I?
Yeah, they're not tulips. They're flamingos.
Well, whatever flowers they are, I didn't think it mattered, really. But don't worry, I won't paper over the pictures on the wall either this time, I promise.
Good. Now, while I'm here, I'll have plenty of time to think of ways of squeezing money from the rich to give to the poor.
And I'll think about that as well.
Remember, we're 20th century Robin Hoods, Norman. Our lives have real purpose now.
You know what, Mrs. Matthews? You're not wrong. You are right.
Well, drive carefully on the way back. Oh, and another thing, please, on your way out, don't call the hall porter, sir.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a force of habit, isn't it, really? You know, anyone in uniform, well, after being in prison,
yes,
you see,
goodbye, Norman.
Ta-ra, Mrs. Matthews, ta-ra. God, what an enormous hotel, isn't it, eh? I need a bicycle in these corridors. I wonder where's the way out.
Blimey, look who's there. Norman Hood, as large as life.
No, it's not a Nelson. Yeah, you can't be staying at a place like this, Noshack.
Oh, yes, I am. To tell you the truth, Norm, I'm lying low at the moment. I did a job in Hammersmith, see?
What, you did that Hammersmith job? Oh.
Yeah, all by myself.
I read about that in the paper.
No. What, was it in your quality press?
Yeah, and it was on telly, on 9 o'clock news. No, I tell a lie. It was at 10 o'clock.
Would you, Adam and Eve? I'm famous.
Your name wasn't exactly mentioned, Noshack.
Oh, I've got a diabolical cheat, haven't I?
But nobody knows you did that job, do they?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, good, yeah. Well, so, as I said, I'm here with the loot, having a bit of peace and quiet for a few days till the dust settles.
What, you mean you've actually got the loot with you? Here, in the hotel?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, excuse me a minute, Noshack.
Norman? Why have you come back? Did you forget something?
No. But I just met someone in the corridor just now. Oh, Noshack Nelson.
Who?
He was in the cell next to mine when I was inside.
Why is a man like that in a hotel like this? It's an outrage. I shall speak to the manager at once.
Now, wait a minute. See, Noshack told me that he pulled off that Hammersmith job.
The robbery at the Building Society? But the thief got away with £50,000.
Yeah, I know. And Noshack is staying here with that £50,000.
Oh, that puts a different complexion on things. Someone up there must like us, Norman. Oh, surely there's a way of getting our hands on Noshack's loot. We could help any number of charities with that kind of cash.
Yeah, well, it won't be difficult, because, you see, Noshack's not very bright. He got put away last time for nicking a police car.
Really?
Yeah, with two policemen inside it.
Well, I think I'm going to need your help, Norman. You better stay here for the weekend, too.
Oh, God, thank you, Mrs. Matthews. That means I can shack up here on your settee, then.
What?
Hey, don't snore much. Don't worry. I'll be no trouble, honest.
Certainly not. What an appalling idea. You'll go elsewhere.
Cool. Isn't this a blooming lark, eh, Mrs. Matthews? Having a meal with you in a posh hotel like this.
It's not a blooming lark, Norman.
Oh, well, if you're not enjoying yourself, I am.
I was referring to your English, Norman. In a dining room such as this, try to behave in a civilised manner.
Oh, don't you worry. Just keep me right about, you know, what knife and fork to use. Just nod or shake your head or else slap my wrist.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, if only my friends could see me now, eh?
Is your friend Nosher Nelson in the dining room now?
No, I've had a look. No, he spends all his time in his room counting and his banknotes.
How do you know?
Well, he's in the room next to me, isn't he? I'm in 102, and he's in 101.
Oh, that's lucky. Good. Now, we must think of a way of getting into his room when he's not there.
Mrs. Matthews?
Yes?
Why did the waiter give me this book, then?
No, it's not a book. It's the menu. Read it and choose what you want to eat.
Well, if I have to read through all this lot, it'll be time for breakfast, won't it? Anyway, I'm starving hungry.
Good. Now, have you had the crudité?
No, I've always been very healthy.
Those are the crudité, Norman, in front of you. Little appetizers.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I thought they was just bits of carrot laying about.
Yes, they are bits of carrot, Norman.
Hey, that was a very nice tea, that was, Mrs. Matthews. Really
dinner,
nice.
Dinner, Norman. You had dinner.
All right, dinner. But it was still pretty good and hot, wasn't it? There's a lot of washing up to do, though. We'd better get started. It won't take too long.
Yeah, sit down. The staff do all that.
Oh, that's very nice of them. By the way, I'm sorry about the pheasant, you know, shooting off my plate like that.
It was highly embarrassing.
I was lucky it landed on that woman's lap at the next table, wasn't I?
She was shocked.
No, she wasn't. She knew what it was. She kept saying pheasant.
Norman, I'm afraid she was saying peasant, meaning you.
Oh, well, it wasn't very polite of her, was it?
Well, it wasn't very polite of you to try and rub the gravy off her bosom with your napkin.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Matthews.
Oh, that's quite all right, Norman. I was very pleased not to have to eat dinner on my own. Oh, what's the matter? You've gone quite green. No, red. No, green again, like a traffic light. Are you ill?
I've just seen someone I know. He's leaving the dining room now. He's gone.
Not your friend Nosher Nelson?
No, it was that judge. He was the one who sent me away for 6 months. Judge Knott, that's what his name is.
Oh, don't worry, Norman. He'll never remember you.
Oh, yes, he will. I told him what he could do with his wig, and that's why I got 6 months instead of three.
Relax. Even if he does recognise you, there's nothing he can do to you now.
Well, maybe not, but it's a bit of a shock. I think I've got to go and have a lay down in the room, if you excuse me. Oh, where's the lift? Blooming thing's never here when you want it.
Good evening! Just a moment. I know you, don't I? Trouble is, I can never put names to faces.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry, Your Honour.
Ah, yes. I have seen you in court, haven't I?
Oh, that was months and months ago, that was.
Time flies, to coin a phrase. I remember you well, but the trouble is recalling the names of all you barristers.
Right.
Right, that's it, of course, yes, Mr. Wright.
Did you say barristers' names?
You defended that case brilliantly.
Defended? Oh, me?
Oh, there I go. Hey, no, you prosecuted, didn't you? And with great skill, Mr. Wright.
Oh, no.
Now, don't be modest. At the time, I remember saying, that man's a brilliant barrister, I said. With mind like a razor, as indeed you have.
Me? Oh, go on.
Those are my very words.
Well, you see, I'm not...
No, I'm not.
Oh, Judge Knott, yeah, I know that, yeah.
Barristers of your calibre, Mr. Wright, are pretty thin on the ground, if I may coin another phrase. Busy, are you? Hmm? You got plenty of briefs, I hope?
Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't got any luggage at all, because... Oh, here's the lift, last.
Good night, dear. Good to meet you again. Keep busy.
Right.
Yes, I know, you told me. Fine fellow. Mind like a razor.
Hello? Is that Mrs. Matthews' suite?
Oh, it's you, Norman.
Oh, nothing to worry about. It's all right, Mrs. Matthews. That old judge, he's got it into his head that I'm a barrister. And it's lucky.
Lucky? It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, good night, then. I'll have a lie-in tomorrow, Connor, because it's Saturday.
We have work to do. Not on Nelson's money, remember?
I haven't forgotten, of course. Oh, well, don't worry, we'll get it. I'll think of a way. Trust me.
Good night, Norman.
Hello? 79283?
Hello, my puppet.
Who's that?
It's me, my puppet, your favourite judge.
Oh, yes. Naughty Knott, I remember.
I've come down to the coast again for the weekend. I'm staying at the Grand, as usual, and I thought it would be fun if you came to see me here tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow?
Saturday, yes. We could take a dish of tea together and... A buttered scone, perhaps, and then we could...
I can't. Not tomorrow. I'll promise Mum I'll take her downtown to get her feet done.
Couldn't you take your mum and her feet to town earlier?
No, she doesn't get up till late. Oh, I tell you what, though. You might like to meet my friend Fifi. I'm sure she'd be willing.
Oh, Fifi. Oh, la la. She's pretty.
Oh, yes.
Oh, pretty willing, eh? Excellent.
And she really likes old men.
Old? Oh, come, come, my dear. You mean mature and sophisticated.
I know what I mean. Okay, then. I'll tell Fifi.
I look forward to meeting Fifi. 3 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, forgive me asking, but is Fifi blonde?
Well, mixed.
Oh, this is a life. Cool, I'm looking forward to my breakfast.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Wright.
Good morning, Your Worship, Judge. Having a good time, eh?
I will be later, yes.
Ah, Mr. Wright, we're in adjacent rooms. I'm in 103.
Oh, fancy that. Oh, well, you won't hear me, because, see, I'm very quiet. I always take my shoes off in the bedroom.
May I ask a favour? I see that you have a double bed in your room, whereas, alas, I've only a single bed in mine. And...
Well, that's all right. You're a single man, ain't you? I mean, there's only one of you, isn't there?
Well, I was wondering if we could come to some arrangement.
Oh, I know what you're on about now. You mean you want me to take the single bed out of your room and put it into my room, and I take the double bed out of my room and put it into your room?
Yes, good thinking. As I said, a mind like a razor. However, wouldn't it be simpler to exchange rooms?
Well, we do a swap. I'll go into 103, and then you come into my room, 102.
That's the idea, yes.
It's a pleasure, Judge. No. If you need a room with a double bed...
And I will, yes.
That is what you will have.
Well, it's all very well sitting here on my balcony enjoying the sunshine, Norman, but we still haven't thought of how we're going to get our hands on Nosh and Nelson's money.
But I've told you, haven't I? He never leaves his room. He even gets his meals sent up, not to mention his beer, of course.
Well, go back to your room now, and if Nosh leaves his bedroom for even half a minute, telephone me and tell me.
Oh, all right, then.
Oh, and Norman... Yeah. Don't experiment with that trouser press in your room again.
Oh, it wasn't my fault. How was I to know you were going to take your trousers off first? God, blimey, these corridors. You need a map in a place like this. Oh, here we are. God, I nearly forgot. It's 103. Oh, that's 101. Hey, yeah, okay, this room I got from the judge is a good swap, isn't it? Hey, I know. I watched some telly. Oh, damn and blast. Would you believe it? It's not working in a posh place like this, too. Hey, never mind. I'll have a look out the window. It'll be more interesting than most of the programmes, anyway. Oh, that's not much of a view either, is it? Back of the hotel kitchens. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll get them to come up and fix it. Hello? Yep. This is room 103. To whom you are addressing? Yeah, my television's conked out. It's indisposed. You'll send someone up, will you? Oh, well, see you do, or else bring me an instruction manual and I'll do it myself. What? Yeah, 103, that's it. Well, I'm here because Nod's not. What? Well, yeah, he had a single and I had a double, but he wanted a double, so I said I didn't mind a single. So now he has got a double and I've got a... Oh, she's rung off.
Norman, I heard your voice and your door was open.
Oh, it's you, Nosher. Oh, come in, mate.
I've been thinking, Norman... I shouldn't have told you about that Hammersmith job what I pulled off. You're not going to tell nobody, are you?
What, me? No, don't be daft. I'd never mention that to Mrs. Matthews.
Who? Well, never mind. Just remember what we was taught.
Well, what was that then?
Honour among thieves. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Noxa, hey, why don't you go out for a walk on the beach for 45 minutes? Or better still, go to the pictures for about 3.5 hours, eh?
I can't, Norman. It's too risky. I told you. I've got to lie low. But I wanted to ask you a favour. Know what I mean?
Oh, God. Don't tell me you want to swap rooms.
How did you know?
What do you mean? You do want to swap rooms? With me? Why?
Well, it's so quiet. Nothing but the sea and the distance going on and on. I'm a bit sensitive. Know what I mean? I like a bit of noise at night. It's on account of me living in Balham, see?
Well, you'll be all right in here, Nosher. Well, you'll hear the garbage cans and the ventilators for the air conditioning, what's-his-name.
So, you agree to a swap, then?
Oh, well, all right. Nosher, that case you're holding, is that the...
Oh, the money, yeah. I never let it out of my sight. Know what I mean?
Oh, pity.
What?
Okay, Osho, look, I'll move into 101, eh?
And I'll bring my gear here.
What do you mean you've got some good news and some bad news, Norman?
Well, the good news is that Nosha's definitely got the money, see? But the bad news is he's got it in a case, padlocked to a chain round his wrist.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awkward.
Well, it must be, especially when he goes to have a, a bath.
How very macabre. Anyway, don't despair, Norman. I've thought of something. That gin tonic on my balcony was very conducive thought. I have an idea. I will go to his room and try to blackmail him.
Ah, oh, Mrs. Matthews, no, surely not.
Well, think of all the charities we want help. Now, Nosha Nelson doesn't know me, so I'll tell him I'm quite aware that he has stolen Hammersmith cash, and unless he gives me half, I'll go to the police.
You know, there might be a snag somewhere, Mrs. Matthews, but, oh, well, it's worth a try, I suppose.
Certainly is. Leave it all to me.
Well, good luck, then. Oh, hey, I nearly forgot. What? Nosha and I have just swapped rooms.
Whatever for?
Well, of course, he's a bit sensitive.
Ah, here we are now. Now, which is Nosha's room? He was in 101, Norman told me. But they've swapped, so Nosha Nelson will be in here. 102.
Aha! That must be Fifi. Right on time. One moment, please. Another splash of aftershave. That always gets them going. Aha! Good afternoon, and please come in.
Good afternoon. We haven't met, of course.
Please have a seat.
Thank you. I must say, you're not at all what I expected.
I'm younger, you mean?
So many men like you are, well, how can I phrase it actually, uncouth.
My dear girl, I assure you I always behave like a gentleman. Indeed, if I may be so bold, I am a gentleman.
Yeah, well, be that as it may, I'd like to tell you that I'm here on business.
Ah, quite so. And to coin a phrase, business is business.
Yeah, I have a proposition to put to you.
Really? I was just about to put one to you, but please continue.
Now, if I said the words Hammersmith and Building Society to you, would that mean something?
Yes. Naturally, but what on earth...
And if I said I know all about you, indeed that you've been caught many times, and if I said I'd like some money from you, how would you react?
My word. You're a very pert but blunt young lady, aren't you?
And if you don't give me some of your money, I will feel no qualms about informing the police. Indeed, I count some very high-ranking members of the force as intimate friends.
Oh, we don't need to involve the police in this.
I hope not. Of course, I don't want the money for myself, I hasten to add. It's for charity.
Charity? This is most unusual, surely.
Incidentally, I see that you no longer have your chain attached to your wrist.
My what? Well, let's have a cup of tea first, as we arranged.
What? You arranged for me to come here?
Well, of course I did, Fifi.
Fifi? I'm not Fifi, whoever that person may be.
Then who are you?
Just a moment. Perhaps you're not Nosha Nelson.
Who? I'm not Nosha anybody. Quite the reverse. I'm Sir Neville Knott, CBE, a revered and respected High Court judge.
Judge Knott? Oh, my goodness. I'm in the wrong room. I do apologise. Please forgive me. I'll leave at once. I'm so embarrassed. I knew you didn't look like a real crook.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, by the way, Judge Knott, I'm absolutely sure Norman didn't mean any harm when he told you what to do with your judicial wig.
Norman? Who the devil's Norman? The woman's mad. And what on earth has happened to Fifi?
No, Norman, I haven't got Nosha Nelson's money. My blackmail idea didn't work because... It's too embarrassing to talk about. I'm distraught. Just riddled with nerves. Riddled.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Matthews. Really, I am. Look, just leave it to me. I'll think of something, I promise you. You go and have a lie down in a darkened room.
I'm having a lie down in a darkened room.
Who's that? Hold on, I'll unlock it.
I'm Miss Barlow, the assistant manager. I believe your television is working?
Oh, you say that again. But how did you know?
We had a call asking for someone to come and look at it.
Oh, I didn't phone nobody. Yeah, you're the assistant manager, eh? Well, I've been thinking. I'd like to move to a better class of room. Know what I mean? One of them sweets. Money no object and all that.
That would be no problem. Perfect, in fact. One of our guests who was in this room earlier, Sir Neville, wants to move back here into 103. He mentioned something about not requiring a double bed after all.
Well, I think I'll nip downstairs and get a bit of fresh air.
Hello? Are you expecting me?
Expecting you? I'm not.
Not? Oh, yes. You're the gentleman I've come to see. I'm Fifi.
Fifi?
I couldn't even remember the room number.
What, fancy that. I knew a poodle once called Fifi.
You telephoned, didn't you? That's why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I telephoned. Yes, so I did. I was told someone to come up to fix it, but they rang off. Come in, Fifi.
Thanks. Nice room.
You see, the trouble is, it's not working.
Not working? Good grief.
No, you see, it's a blooming nuisance, but, well, it conked out.
What?
But you'll be able to fix it, though, won't you?
I'm not sure.
But did you bring an instruction manual with you?
I don't need an instruction manual. I've been at it for years.
Oh, right, that's good. So you know what to do, then?
No. Why don't you take your jacket off?
Me jacket? Oh, why?
You must be hot.
No, I'm fine, honest.
Come on. Take it off. Oh, you must be too hot.
No, I'm okay. I'm the judge.
Yes, but you're off duty now.
No, leave me jacket alone. No, I'm tingling. No, don't pull the sleeves. No, stop.
Let's just sit on the bed, then. You're shy, aren't you?
Well, sit on the bed? Well, you and me? On the bed? Together, you mean?
Yes.
Well, it wouldn't be right. Well, I mean, I couldn't. I'm a guest, you see, and you're a television engineer, aren't you?
A television engineer? What are you on about? Good grief, for a High Court judge, you seem half-witted.
Me? A judge? Don't be soppy. I'm Norman. Norman Hood, with an H.
You're not Sir Neville Knott?
Of course I'm not. I mean, I'm not.
Ah, you see, I'm an entertainer. And I came here to see some old goat called Judge Knott. I believe he's a shocking womaniser.
He's a shocking judge as well. He gave me 6 months.
And here I am in the wrong room. I'm ever so sorry. Really, really.
Well, that's OK. I can help you, actually. That judge is in room... wait a minute. We swapped. Oh, yeah, he's in 102. Yeah, and Nosha Nelson's in 103.
God, you do go on.
Nosha Nelson? Of course. I've got an idea, Fifi. And what an idea. Why don't you go and see Nosha Nelson? You'll get on well together. He's in 103.
Does he have money?
Does he have money?
That's what I asked you.
Now, in one word, he's loaded to the eyebrows.
In that case, I'll pay him a visit.
Oh, yeah, do that. But listen, Fifi, listen very carefully. This is what you've got to do. First, get his jacket off, and then try to persuade him.
Come in, it's open.
Excuse me, I must make sure first. This is room 103, isn't it?
Yes, I just moved back in here. Who are you?
I'm Fifi.
Fifi! Well, come in, my dear, my word, yes.
And you are Nosher Nelson, aren't you?
Well, come to think of it, my dear, I certainly could be. Do please sit down.
There you are, Norman. Where have you been?
The bad news, Mrs. Matthew, is we've got to get away from here and quick.
Why?
But the good news is I've got Nosha Nelson's case with £50,000 in it.
How on earth did you manage to do that?
Well, see, I sent a girl to Nosha's room, 103, and they must have taken a fancy to each other because, well, she got him to take the case off a chain on his wrist.
Oh, go on.
I nipped into the room, but they was too busy to see me, you see, and then the curtains were closed, so I grabbed the case with the money, and here I am, here.
I'd better pay our bill and we'll go. Yeah. Well done.
We can count the cash in the car, can't we?
Yes, Norman, you're wonderful.
Hey, we'll be home in no time at all, won't we, Mrs. Matthews?
Yes, we can have a cosy supper together. In fact, I'm so pleased with you, I'll make a meal for you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey, that's really kind of you.
Yes, I've got a tin of soup somewhere, I'm almost sure.
Oh.
I'll open Nosha Nelson's case and we'll see how much we've got to donate to those lucky, lucky charities I have in mind.
You'd better start counting then.
My goodness.
Yeah, go on. How much? To the nearest 10,000, that
is. Norman, this case is full of papers and files and documents.
Hey, well, that's crafty, isn't it? I bet Nosha Nelson's hidden the money underneath.
No. These papers and this case belong to Judge Knott. It's his case.
Hey, well, what was the judge doing in room 103? Oh. With fever. All right. There's no need to tell me, Mrs. Matthews. Don't say it. I'm fired, aren't I? Yeah, bang goes my job as your general handyman and of course, my free accommodation as well. Oh, well, that's it then, eh?
Norman, I haven't dismissed you. We've had a bit of bad luck, that's all.
Hey, Mrs. Matthews. Hmm? Over there, look, standing on the corner. It's Nosher Nelson.
Is he thumbing a lift?
Yeah.
Well, come on, Norman. Let's give him one.
All right, we'll do that. Now, listen, he's got his case with the money, and all you've got to do is sit beside him, get his jacket off, try and be, well, friendly, and we've as good as got the cash.
Leave it to me. Norman, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, Mrs. Matthews. Hmm? Vice versa.
Robin Hood was written by John Graham and starred Norman Wisdom as Norman, Moira Lister as Natalie, James Grout as Judge Knott, and Winda Davis as Nosher Nelson.